It was a moment millions around the world had hoped for. President Obama scored as much as 75% in international public opinion polls, and Londoners welcomed his re-election.
Well, I think it's a good result. I think it's what the rest of the world would have wanted outside of America.
He's a great voice of America. I think he really understands the people. I think he has really good intentions, and I really think he's going to help the economy and the country just boom even further.
The positive reaction was expected, according to U.S. expert James Boyes at London's King's College.
From a European perspective, I think there will be a general sense of pleasure that he's been re-elected and that we will continue to see him and his cabinet engaging on the world stage as a friend to Europe.
World leaders, including British Prime Minister David Cameron, sent their congratulations to President Obama. Visiting Jordan, Mr. Cameron spoke about doing more to end the Syrian conflict.
Right here in Jordan, I'm hearing appalling stories of what has happened inside Syria. And one of the first things I want to talk to Barack about is how we must do more to try and solve this crisis.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and German Chancellor Angela Merkel were also among the leaders welcoming the election results. In the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a longtime friend of Republican challenger Mitt Romney, declared the U.S.-Israeli alliance is stronger than ever. But on the streets of Jerusalem, the reaction was mixed.
I think he is good for Israel because he supports us. He continues to give us billions of dollars every year and the most high-tech weapons.
Tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy.
In Cairo, there was mixed reaction as well.
He gave a very good speech at Cairo University about U.S. policy toward the Middle East, but none of those things were implemented.
He supported the Arab revolutions with all his efforts, and that was good. Also, to a great extent, he ended terrorism on an Arab world level.
Elsewhere, reaction was generally positive, with some exception.
Obama's victory is important for future of Afghanistan because Obama wants to end the war and pull out the troops, and that's good for Afghans.
It's not possible to accomplish much in just a few years. Change takes continuous effort, so I think it's a good thing he was re-elected.
The U.S. stance towards China's neighbors has been problematic. The U.S. says its actions are not directed at China, but from our perspective, they seem to be.
Foreigners were not able to vote, but many followed the U.S. election as closely as Americans did, hoping that whoever was chosen would be good for them. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.